Morning, everyone. Josh here, Solopreneur Grind. It's only Tuesday, March the 12th. And I don't know what it is with this lighting. If you're watching on YouTube, it looks dark out. It's pretty light out. Maybe because of the shade, the sun. I don't know. Anyways, things going well. It's a Tuesday. And essentially with my company, I mentioned it last week where we're starting a new service offering, and it's been pretty exciting. We have the new landing page up and running, and this week we'll be testing advertising it, essentially. I mean, one of the easy ways, if you want to get a service business or product business up and running, is do some market research on it. Make sure it's something your market wants and is willing to pay for, and then create a landing page and just throw traffic at it, right? Now, obviously, throwing up a landing page is easier said than done. It's actually not that hard. I was so surprised. We were looking around at different options to use to create the landing page. I already have a Squarespace website. It's easy to create landing pages on there, but we weren't thrilled with the custom landing pages that they offered. And so we were looking around for other tools, and we ended up using Google Sites. You can build free pages, like website pages on Google. I swear these guys are going to take over the world, and because you can do anything with them for very little money, in this case for free, and use a custom domain, which I figured out how to do. I'm not very technically savvy. But anyways, there's all these landing page options now. Highly recommend Google Sites if you haven't tried it. And created a landing page, and now you just throw traffic at it and see what happens. So sometimes, you know, just keeping it simple is the best way to go, especially with things like sales. Yes, you can try all these tricks, and we're definitely going to try some paid ads and stuff like that. But to start out, you know, throw it in certain related groups. So a little trick that we've been using is create a landing page and then put it, you know, throw it in front of a group that might be interested and that it's definitely related to, and ask them for feedback. So instead of throwing down a landing page and saying, hey guys, check out this landing page and buy from me, you can say something like, hey guys, I just created this new offer. I'm not that great with making, you know, with website design. Wanted to know what your feedback was on this landing page because, you know, I spent a lot of time on it and really want to help people out. And just see what they say, and then so inevitably their guard is down a little bit, and they're still going to take a look at your landing page, and if they like the product or service and relate to it, then they may end up buying or messaging you or commenting or something like that. So that's just one thing we're trying. I'm going to put that in Facebook groups and stuff like that. If you're not taking advantage of Facebook groups, my goodness, you're missing out, because it doesn't matter what you do or sell or buy. There is a lot of Facebook groups for it, and there's a lot of people in those groups. And so in my case, I do immigration law, and there are groups with, I kid you not, hundreds of thousands of people that are interested in one specific immigration program or, you know, immigrating to Canada in general, stuff like that. So I joined all of them, or as many that will let me in, and those are some good testing grounds. And the other great thing about doing that is if you want to do market research, it's such a good place. So two tips I'll give for market research. So I'll go back where I said, if you want to start offering a new product or service, go do some research on the market, make sure it's something people actually want. A great way to do that is to go into Facebook groups or to go on Quora. If you haven't been on Quora, Quora.com. Quora is basically a site where people go to ask questions and random schmoes can answer them, or very reputable schmoes. So you go on the Facebook groups at Quora and you're going to see so many questions, right? Because that's pretty much what the Facebook groups are for, is discussion and questions. And you're going to notice themes of similar type questions coming up. So in my case, you know, certain question about a certain immigration program. Well, what does that mean? It means a few things. Number one, people need help and that they're confused with the process, so there's probably an opportunity there to make the process easier. Number two, if you're going to start creating content, which you definitely should, create content that answers all of those questions. So if you go into Quora, let's say, and you want to start selling Shopify, you know, mugs on Shopify, you go under like a mug lover group on Facebook or like mugs on Quora, and you see time and time again that people keep asking, you know, what temperature water can mugs hold up to? Because my water is super hot and I don't want to burn my hand or something like that. Well, a great piece of content would be talking about what temperature of water your mug can hold up to without burning your hands or something like that, because it's clearly something that a lot of people are thinking about. So anyways, creating and selling a product or service is obviously a little more difficult than that, but if you want to keep it simple or you're early on or you've never done it before, think about a product or service you want to offer. Do some research on it. So join related Facebook groups, go on Quora.com under those subheadings or subgenres or subtopics, I forget what they're called on Quora, and look up what people are struggling with. Make sure it's something that people might be interested in. And then throw up a quick landing page. And the other good thing that the landing page can help you do, it doesn't have to be on a website. You can throw it on a Facebook page, you know, you can create like products within Facebook pages. So if you're budget sensitive or, you know, a medium article or something like that, there are budget friendly ways. And then test it by kind of asking for people's opinion on it, because you'll get a lot of really good feedback. And lastly, I'll note that, oh geez, I really ranted this time over 6 minutes. The other good thing about the landing page is that it will force you to really flesh out your product or service and come at it from all angles. So if you're going to prepare a good landing page, you know, you're going to want things like a good headline, maybe a subheader, a description, pictures, your visuals, stuff like that. So instead of just going to random people and like pitching some random service, creating the landing page is going to make you flesh out your idea on paper or electronic paper. And it'll really give you a better understanding of what you're trying to sell and what people might want from what you're trying to sell. So really good exercise either way. That's it for today. I think the theme of the week might be selling. I talked about it yesterday. Sales is so important. But anyways, have a great Tuesday, and I will talk to you tomorrow.